Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Youth English. And hello, Rose.
Hi, Brian. So I'm excited to continue talking about sharks because these facts continue to astound me. It's so interesting to know what fish can do. Hopefully they're not as smart as we are, or else they're going to walk on Earth and start...
They're not.
You know, they're going to run for president.
No, but sharks are definitely a type of smart fish.上次的节目当中呢，我们聊了有关于鲨鱼的一些非常有意思的事情。今天呢，我们来继续这个话题。There are a lot of other interesting factors about sharks, and the reason I said they're not as dangerous as they have been described in a lot of Hollywood movies, like
So would you swim with
Jaws?
Them?
I would if I had the chance.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
Maybe
one
not a great white.
Thing. Why not the great white?
You know, they might not be that typically dangerous to humans, but they are pretty aggressive.
Yeah, they're very aggressive, just like bull sharks. This is why they call them bull sharks and tiger sharks, because they are pretty aggressive. Oh, God, that's scary.
And because of their sizes.
Yeah.
所以说对于鲨鱼来讲呢，并不是所有的鲨鱼都那么的危险啊。对于人来说，我们都知道非常有名的大白鲨、牛鲨、虎鲨等等。这几种呢相对来说是比较有危险性的，其中最主要的一个原因就是它们的体型，因为它们非常非常的巨大。 Like great whites, they can grow to I don't know how to describe them, but at least the size of maybe 4 or 5 persons together.
Wow.
So that's very, very big. That's one of the most important reasons that made them kind of dangerous to humans, because they are capableof hurting humans.
And not just hurting them, like really killing them.
Yeah, and eat them. But those are very rare cases. The reason I say they're rare, maybe you've heard a lot about it, but much, much, much less than other, like, animal casualties.
Like what, snakes?
Snakes, even spiders. But the reason a shark would take humans...for their dinner.
I know why. They think they're seals.
They think they're seals. And especially for surfers, because the way they swim on their surfboard, it makes them look like a seal, especially from way below.
If sharks are so smart, why can't they figure out that it's a surfer?
It's because they're not that smart yet.
I mean, why can't, you know, how we just mentioned how they like to poke around and they're curious about their elements. Why don't they poke their nose first around instead of just biting off an arm or a leg, you know?
Because if it was a seal, poking a seal would make them run away.
Oh, darn. Mm. Well, I guess they scare their supper off.
所以说呢，这些鲨鱼有很多很多的种类，我们之前也说过了几种，那其他的鲨鱼基本上对于人来说是没有任何危险性的，所以我们也可以看到很多潜水者啊和鲨鱼一起照相啊等等这样的镜头。但是我说鲨鱼没有那么危险，并不意味着它们对于人类来说是完全安全。 So think twice before you want to swim with a shark.
Yeah, that's true. So we mentioned before that they sleep with their eyes open.
Yeah.
So one side of their brain is sleeping while the other one's awake, and they do sleep with their eyes open. But, you know, I guess they can't actually, it's not blinking, but if they're getting attacked, what they do is they have this skin that covers their eyes.
Yeah, it's like other reptiles on land. They have this certain kind of, I don't even know what they're called. Let's just call it the eye shut. They're not eyelids. So they basically, they cannot close their eyes, but they have this...
A protective layer of skin.
Yeah, which is pretty transparent. And they can kind of blink that to clear their eyes or to protect their eyes.
Yeah, right. They do. They protect their eyes from... Which is... sharks annoy me.
For what possible reason?
I don't know. They're just scary. But, you know...
Okay.
I would swim maybe in a cage underwater with sharks, at least just to feel them, see them, like this type of thing.
Okay.
But, okay, so also another fact about sharks is they can dive really deep. So I would like you to guess the range of feet that they can dive in the ocean.
Please don't ask me about feet. I can't work out the math. But you only have to figure in feet. I get it.
Yes, you only have to just guess in feet. Just try to guess.
Oh, I have to first work out how much is feet. All right. So basically, I think 1 meter would equal 3 feet, more or less. So 1,000 kilometers is 1,000 meters, which is 3,000 feet. Yeah, that would be about the range, a few kilometers. So that would be somewhere around 5,000 to 10,000 feet.
God, how do you just guess so nicely?
Didn't
it's actually between 7 to 10.
Yeah.
And you can rarely find them higher or lower than that where they actually live and sort of are most of the time.
Yeah, they might come to near the surface to get their prey, and then they will dive into the deep ocean.
Why can't they just stay there? You know?
Maybe that's the place they cannot sleep, because they have to sleep with their eyes open.
Right, exactly.
And it's too bright there.
Yeah, so actually when you see sharks on the surface or they come, it's because they're just searching for food and they go right back down to their little hole.
哎，鲨鱼一般的生存环境啊，是在深海。我们所谓深海并不是海底啊，而是一般我们刚才说多少呢？7000到10000英尺，大概也就是2公里到3公里这么一个海域吧。他们在这儿生活的原因呢，是因为他们比较适合那里的环境，而且我们刚才也说了，鲨鱼在睡觉的时候是闭着眼的。如果在海面上的话，好亮啊，肯定睡不着。深海当中其实是非常非常的黑的。You don't even have to go that deep. Just, let's say, 30 meters down in the ocean, it would be not pitch black, but it would be very, very dark.
Yeah, it'd be very, very dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why do you bring this up?
That's because we said sharks sleep with their eyes open.
Oh, right. Well, they can't see anything anyways.
They can't. So deep in the ocean, they don't have to worry about the sunlight bothering their sleep.
Yeah, that's true, the sunlight bothering their sleep. Then they have to close their drapes or anything like that.
Yeah, it's a surprising fact, actually, because I dived to not 30 meters, but a little shallower than that, 20 meters maybe. It was already pretty dark.
Really?
So anywhere below 30 meters would be not that much visible for human eyes.
Oh my God, that is so scary to sort of like, you know, being in the ocean and not being able to see so far and deep underneath.
That's why we human beings know very little about the ocean, even to this day.
Yeah, because it's too dark.
Yeah, because it's too dark, it's too deep, and because of the pressure.
Yeah, exactly. So let's move on to a fact that you already know we were talking about. We were talking about in the last show, which is that sharks have a very bad reputation.
Yeah.
So they have a bad reputation because, you know, like as we said, they're normally coming to look for food or other things when you see them on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
But the facts say that less than 100 people are attacked annually by sharks, which to me is still too much, with only about 10%, so that's about 10 people, resulting in fatalities, which means that they lose an arm or they die or something like this. The majority of the sharks are not provoked by humans in any way, which means that humans don't go looking to fight them or kill them, kill them or poke at them. It's just that they just sort of find us. And only a handful, so maybe about 5 species of sharks, are known to have ever attack a human, which to me is still too much. Like,
fine, whatever you say.
Fine, whatever you
say.
Well,
if you think about a fatality rate, we said 100 attacks annually.
Yeah.
So that would make it like 10 fatalities each year from shark attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Think about, well, I didn't want to bring this up, but how many people are killed by our own kind each year? Think about the other fatalities in not even wars, but like from dog bites, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually very, very rare, although you said it seems still too much to you. It's because of the media exposure of shark attacks.
But to be honest, I mean, we don't look at, the reason why we're not so afraid of dogs like we should be, or even though we're attacked more by them, is because you can domesticate dogs. Many, many, many dogs are domesticated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Almost all types of breeds, and it just so happens that they happen to bite because they're animals, but we teach them not to. But sharks, that's not an option. We can't domesticate them. We can't teach them how not to bite, so we just know as soon as we see one, they automatically will eat us, and that's, I mean, maybe it's not true, but
that's a very wrong assumption.
It's a wrong assumption, but to be honest, I mean, if you see a shark, you're not supposed to stay there and say, oh, it's not going to eat me. 9 times out of 10, if it sees you and it wants to eat you, it will. I mean, you can't domesticate them. You can't reason with it, and you can't really run from them. But, I was going to ask you.
What?
Did you see about 2 months ago in the news, the surfer, he was a pro surfer, and he was in the ocean. And he was in the ocean surfing, and a shark started to attack him. And he basically fought with the shark and just punched it and punched it and punched it.
Yeah.
And did you see this?
I didn't, but I've seen documentaries about, you know, shark fights. And there have been survivors talking about how you can actually fight off a shark, even if they're white.
I mean, the first thing you do is attack their eyes.
Their eyes, their nose.
Their nose.
Those are their most sensitive parts on their bodies. And if you can successfully, you know, just try to punch their eyes or their nose, they will retreat, actually.
Yeah.
So that's how you can try to survive in the shark attack. Although I still have to say, shark attacks are not as frequent as you think.
But they're still scary.
There certainly are scary. Mm-hmm. And the other thing you said, you know, 9 out of 10 times, if they want to eat you, they will do that. Well, if they do really want to eat you, yes, they will do that. But 9 out of 10 times, they don't. They're just curious, because if you see your whole figure standing in front of a shark, they would realize that you are not a prey. You're not their food. They will just maybe examine you. As I said, they might give a curious bite to see what this thing is.
Yeah, okay, so my point is, it doesn't matter why they're attacking you. Mm. My point is that they will still bite you, and it's still enough to, like, kill you or really damage you, you know, regardless of why, if they're hungry or not hungry or curious or not curious. If they take a little tiny baby bite out of you, that's like half our body.
You can think of a grizzly in that case.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
Mm.
I guess, but hopefully one day I'll get the opportunity to be in a cage.
Well, don't take me wrong. You can be perfectly right to be afraid of sharks. Just don't overthink about it. You know, don't think that sharks, especially great whites, are all cold-blooded killers. They just eat every human being in front of them. No, they don't. But yes, they can be dangerous.
Yeah.
So same thing that I said last time. Think twice before you want to swim with a shark.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go to the next fact, which is that some shark species are endangered.
Oh, a lot.
Yes. So many species of sharks are endangered because they're illegally killed.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. No, I'm just teasing. It's not okay. It's really
no,
bad.
It's not.
It's illegal. It is believed that many species of sharks die due to various forms of cancer.
Mm.
That's really strange.
Yeah. 这个我们说了很多的鲨鱼现在都已经被列入濒危动物了，原因呢就是人们过分的捕杀。 捕杀的原因呢有多种多样的。 你比如我们都知道这种所谓的这个 shark fin soup 鱼翅，这是一方面。另外呢，还有的人捕食鲨鱼，就是因为觉得它们可怕啊，它们对我们来说是有威胁的动物，尤其是在很久以前。所以人们对于鲨鱼曾经有过非常泛滥的捕伐，导致很多的鲨鱼都被列入了濒危的动物，甚至已经灭绝。 But the situation is changing now. A lot of people have realized the importance of protecting sharks. So, yeah, the other point that about sharks is that there are far more sharks that were killed by humans than the humans that were killed by sharks.
Right,
so yeah. Still, we humans are the most dangerous animal ever walk the earth.
What about the lion?
Yeah, lions are dangerous, but not as dangerous as humans.
Yeah, really?
No. Humans have killed every single type of animals, far more by the numbers of that animal than humans.
Well, if you think about it, it depends on access. Humans have access to everyone else. Lions only have access to other animals in the jungle, and sharks have access only to other fish, right?
Yeah.
So when you cross, you know, species such as humans and sharks, which one's going to win? Probably a shark. If you cross, you know, species, like, let's say a shark can walk the land. I mean, that would be really bad.
Well, you can create your sci-fi film always.
I know, that's true.
Yeah, the reason that humans are the most dangerous is because we use tools.
Yes, we do. Thank God sharks cannot build tools.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, more shark factors.
Okay, so let's list another fact. Mm. Okay, so did you know, Brian, that shark skin has been very vital for survival, very important, which means the skin of sharks is very rough, which it doesn't look like it. It looks like it kind of feels like rubber, but it's actually very rough. And this is to offer it protection from other animals, including other sharks. Ooh. Attacks from other sharks. This is why shark skin was once used as sandpaper. And did you know that shark skin can be up to 10 centimeters thick?
Wow, 10 centimeters.
10 centimeters.
Wow, that's really
crazy.
Thick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough, but it's not like randomly rough. It's not sandpaper rough. That's why a lot of swimmers have been using so-called shark skin swimsuits to try to swim faster. It's because they're rough in the way they can actually pull away the water, so that makes sharks swim faster. So basically, their skin is rough, but like F1 car, the design of the F1 car, you know, they go in the same way so that instead of air, water can flow faster from their skin.
Hmm.
That makes them swim faster. So
basically, next time a shark comes after you, it's because you've got a sister. You're wearing his sister.
Okay. All those shark skin swimsuits are not made of shark skin. Let me make that clear. They just use,
okay, just wanted to make clear.
Yeah, I just use the same technology.
Got it. Okay. Mm. Very interesting. Thanks,
Brian. I think it's called something engineering.
I don't know.
Meaning use the engineering skills of animals?
I just think this is a funny conversation. Okay, let's go to the next fact, which is sharks are apex predators, which this means that they are opportunistic when it comes to finding food, okay? Mm. So this means it does not matter what is in the ocean. If yep. they want to eat you, they're going to eat you.
Wrong.
No, listen, I'm not finished.
What's in the ocean, alive or dead, they will eat whatever they come across that they can't eat.
Okay, do you know what else they eat?
What else? They eat, well, almost everything.
Each other.
Some sharks do, yeah.
Some sharks will actually eat each other if they can't find anything else to eat. I'm not joking. Yep. This is so strange. This is called cannibalism.
Yep, that's what opportunism do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if they're opportunists, then they find whatever they can eat.
Yeah.
Even their same kind.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. They'll eat anything if they're hungry.
Don't we?
No.
We don't
eat each other. You said, don't we?
Then where did that word come from?
Opportunistic?
No.
What?
Carnivalism?
Cannibalism.
Cannibalism, yeah.
Oh, cannibalism. That's because that came from way, 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 way back when soldiers were stuck at sea without a boat, without food, without anything, and there was nothing else to eat.
Mm.
And when their shipmates died...
So there are still cannibals. Anyway.
Are there?
There are, yeah.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Serious.
Where?
You don't want to know.
Okay, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about three different ways that sharks can reproduce. And I am going to make you, Brian, guess.
Well, that's a tough one. But before that, you know, I'll try to explain what we talked about. 我们说这个鲨鱼的鲨鱼皮, 大家可能看起来觉得很光滑, 但其实鲨鱼的皮肤是非常粗糙的, 而且很厚很厚。 有的鲨鱼的皮甚至能够达到10厘米的厚度, 非常厚, 但是呢, 它们游泳却非常的快, 大家可能也知道, 我们现在这个, 有很多在, 运动员在游泳的时候, 曾经也尝试过用这种所谓的鲨鱼皮式的泳衣, 就是生物模仿了鲨鱼皮的这种外形, 来采用它们的这种能够让水在这个皮肤上滑过的更快的方式, 让人能够游得更快。 另外呢, 有些鲨鱼, 基本所有的鲨鱼都是机会主义者, 就是他们会吃一切他们可以找到的食物, 甚至会同族相残, 也不是没有可能。 另外呢, 我们又说到鲨鱼有三种能够繁衍后代的方式。 And here comes the tests. So what about the three ways of reproducing?
Okay, first I should tell you that, do you know what, let me test you. Do you know what baby sharks are called?
What, calves?
Nope.
Baby sharks?
Nope.
I don't know.
What? You don't know? Okay. They're actually called the same thing as a baby dog is called.
Really?
Yeah. What?
That's weird.
No, say it.
Shark puppies?
Yes, pup or a puppy. Yeah, pup.
Okay.
Really? You didn't know that?
I didn't.
Yeah, they're called pups. So anyways, so there's three ways that pups are born.
Mm.
One, is they're born alive from their mother.
Yeah.
Okay, so they just swim out and they're born alive. And I'm just going to say the word because it's a funny word. It's just a scientific word, what it's called. It's called viviparity.
Viviparity.
Viviparity. Viviparity.
It's the same as mammals, huh?
Not all of them. Some of them.
Yeah, I mean this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The second one is to develop from an egg inside of their mother and then be born.
Mm.
Okay, so they develop from an egg inside their mother, which is so strange.
I think that's what the great whites do.
Yeah, which means they don't need to mate, I believe. Is that right?
They do.
Okay.
But then they, instead of laying eggs, like what chickens do, they sort of hatch the egg inside.
Oh, and then they swim out.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's weird. You know what that word is called? It's really funny.
No, I don't.
Ovoviviparity.
Wow, okay.
Ovoviviparity. Ovoviviparity.
Won't even bother to remember that.
No, me neither.
Mm.
And this is a word you don't need to know. And the third way is the mother will lay an egg and the pup is born from that.
Mm.
So basically, they're born alive or hatched from an egg inside the mother and then they're born. Or the mother lays an egg, the egg comes out, and then it's born like that. So this is not for all of them. This is for different species.
Yeah. It's interesting that sharks, although there are different species, they will have, like, all three ways other animals lay their offsprings.
Yeah.
Think about, you know, mammals, they...
They do it, they're live births.
Yeah, and poultry, they lay eggs.
Yeah.
And there are other animals, like snakes, would do the same thing as sharks do.
Yeah, some of them actually lay eggs. And some, am I right?
Yeah, some snake would hatch their eggs inside and let out the baby snakes.
Oh, and then, but there are snake eggs though, right?
Yeah, some snakes lay eggs.
Yeah, I have a weird question. Do they eat snake eggs in China?
I don't know any of that.
Oh, okay. Just curious.
Hmm.
Because I was wondering what they might look like, but I don't know.
I never ate snake eggs. I don't know anywhere in China that they do.
Oh, okay. Just curious. Okay, so yes, this is the way they're born. And some species only have one pup at a time.
Mm.
And others can have 100 at a time.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that weird?
Like that dwarf lantern shark?
That probably has 100 at a time. He's so tiny. How can you actually fit 100 little tiny baby sharks inside an 8-inch shark?
Mm, who knows?
Who knows?
Mm.
So it's so weird that some sharks can only have one at a time and others have more than 100.
Mm.
Yeah. There's more sharks in the ocean. Jeez.
Yeah, we still know very little about sharks, although we think we have discovered some facts about them. But obviously, you're not a shark fan.
You know, I'm not, when you say shark fan, I'm super, super curious about the ocean life and studying it and being with it.
It's not sharks.
I'm just scared of them.
Yeah.
And so,
and you should be.
Yeah, and you should be. I'm just scared of them. And when it's not like for me, when I saw a snake, I'm definitely scared of little tiny garter snakes. But when I went to Thailand, I actually held a 10-foot boa constrictor.
Mm.
I sort of overcame my fear based on if it was, you know, how it behaved.
Mm.
But yeah, so this one was...
Do it one time with sharks, you might overcome that fear as well.
No, thanks.
So I don't think fear is the correct word. I think we should show our ultimate respect to sharks.
Probably, yes. Our respect, basically studying them, but staying far away and basically paying attention to what, you know...
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest you to brave yourself to swim with sharks or to have close studies with them. Until you think you've managed enough knowledge and skills to deal with sharks.
That's right.
Be careful with them, but they're not cold-blooded killers, believe me.
Okay. All right. We believe you've been saying that for two shows now.
Sure.
And the very last fact about sharks is that once their pups are born, they don't have anything to do with them. They just let them go.
Mm, yeah, so they don't feed their babies.
No, they don't take care of them, they're on their own.
所以说两期的节目我们聊了有关于鲨鱼的很多非常有趣的真的是事实啊，就是有关于他们的事实，比如说他们身体的构造啊，他们的习性，目的是什么呢？让大家更多的去了解鲨鱼，知道他们并不是冷血杀手，但是他们的确会存在一定的危险性。有兴趣的朋友呢，可以通过书籍啊，或者是网络上的这种纪录片啊等等，更多的去了解他们。长大以后呢，也可以做一个研究鲨鱼的学者，也没有问题啊。但是在不了解他们之前，不要过分草率的和他们进行亲密接触。 All right. That's it for this show. And also, that would wrap up our shark, not shark week, but two shark shows. Thank you for being with Rose and Brian. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。
接下来您将听到 Reading Time 外语生活读书精彩。
Radio 774，声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
My friends, that's where you are, I'm gonna stay.
She went down in an airplane, five different sun tans. Got in a cement mix, the full of quicksand. Help me, help me, I'm doing good in the dark. You get a shot from the water, down in the water. I returned everything I ever bought her. Help me, help me, I'm all out of line. And ways to say
广播电台，外语广播。
中波77000赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.